This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Oh, Jade, this morning I kind of felt like for the first time in the longest time that I've known you, It actually kind of dawned on me that perhaps you need a personal assistant.
Yes.
In your life.
Probably.
A PA.
Yeah.
Just somebody to kind of, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you're slipping out of your jammies and into your work clothes, somebody just come to you with a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Not that you drink coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you drink in the morning other than Coke?
No, well, I won't drink Coke in the morning. Like, Coke is my caffeine of choice. And so I have to wait until the socially acceptable time at which you can drink Coke. So it's not like I can wake up and go and, you know, crack open a can.
Because you will get stares.
Yeah, I will get
stares. And judgment.
So I have to wait. So I just kind of have to wait, you know, just let it happen.
Basically. Yeah. So maybe like a PA to show up with like a bowl of cereal for you and brief you on what's happening in your day and what's, you know, your forecast for the next few days, what sort of social events you've got coming up.
And basically to calm me down.
To calm you down.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why are you like panicking first thing in the morning?
I don't know, because sometimes I just get overwhelmed and I need to, you know, I need to know what the plan is so I don't feel overwhelmed by the situation.
So it doesn't just jump up on you.
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't want somebody to like call you up 5 minutes before and go, oh, you're supposed to, like, you know, be in a meeting in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want none of those kind of surprises.
Yeah.
It's just not the look.
And I can't complain. You know, my girlfriend does drive me in, you know, to the station in the morning.
So does she kind of brief you during this drive and go, now, Jade, remember we've got a barbecue this weekend. You promised to take me go IKEA.
No, normally it's like, oh, you know, that kind of, we're really up already.
It's like, oh. I don't even want to talk to you right now.
Yeah.
You say that it's about pop artist versus character.
Pop artist versus character.
Forget what you've heard.
I do listen to strummy la-la music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music. Jade, wigs are literally about to leap off heads.
Oh, yeah.
When I play my music pick of the week this week, because I feel like this is the most exciting up-tempo track that this artist has done. And she's, you know, onto her third studio album. So she's had plenty of time to kind of, you know, experiment with some up-tempos here and there. They've never quite stuck. She's never quite put a single out, you know, that is distinctly up-tempo. So I'm hoping against hope that Leona Lewis picks Glass Heart to be her future single, because that's our music pick of the week this week.
Okay.
So, look, never did I think that, you know, that the words Leona Lewis and dubstep would, you know, kind of sit next to each other. I never thought that she would take it there. It's a very, albeit it's a very popular style of dance music now. You know, ever since Britney had like a dubstep breakdown in Hold It Against Me, it's, you know, all the other pop artists wanted to do it. It's kind of gone mainstream. I'm not surprised that she's taken this approach, but I also didn't expect it to be this damn good either. You know, I was a bit cynical. I'm like, oh God, another artist doing dubstep now, hey?
Yeah.
But it's the fiercest track she's ever done. And the good thing about Glass Heart is that I am such a traditional fan of dance ballads. You know, I love a good dance track with like really melancholy lyrics and really big choruses. So,
yep.
this in itself, even without the kind of dubstep influence in there, without that dark undertones, would have been perfect. Mm-hmm. It would have been perfect, you know, with your generic kind of beats. I would have been quite happy with it as it is. So the fact that it sounds quite current, and, you know, I really like the lyrics in Glass Art about, you know, feeling fragile in a destructive relationship. You know, it kind of touches on things that are maybe a little different to your regular dance songs.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it. Totally all for it. You had to listen to it briefly before. What were your thoughts?
I thought it sounded like something that you would play and repeat, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, it has been on repeat ever since the album came out. Like, well, I just could not stop.
I have many experiences in your car where it's like, you know, it's the same song over and over again. It's
Kelly
like,
Rowland, Commander, on yeah, repeat.
Yeah, it's like your car bouncing to that one song over. It's like, you're all right, let's rewind and play that one again.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, you guys, Jade doesn't ride in a car with me very often, probably for that reason. She's like, God, Dave, do you have to hear that again? Can we get some Tegan and Sarah up in here?
Yeah. How about next time I choose the music?
And I put it on repeat, Dave. Yeah. But a couple of things about Glass Art. It's written by Leona, and she co-wrote it actually with Ryan Tedder, who is a big songwriter who has written hits, really big hits for like Bleeding Love and Happy. Mm-hmm. Previously, you know, they've worked on a lot of ballads together. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling, like I said, that this probably started off as a ballad and the dance beat was just added on and it just came to life that way.
Yeah.
It's produced by DJ Frankie, who has done up-tempos for Pitbull and Chris Brown. So it's a different sound for Leona Lewis. Mm-hmm. The dubstep production was actually a bit of a late addition because I had to listen to the track when she premiered it about a year ago. You see, this album, which is also called Glass Art, was supposed to come out last year when her single Collide came out, but it got delayed. But, you know, it kind of felt like it wasn't meant to be, you know, so abruptly delayed. She was already doing shows and premiering these songs, and Glass Art was one of them that she performed. Mm-hmm. I watched an old YouTube clip of that, and the beat was slightly different. It was a bit more Eurodance.
So she's fixed it up.
She's fixed it up to sound like a 2012 kind of potential single.
Yep.
Let's just put it that way. So the album Glass Heart debuted at number 3 in the UK this week. There's no release date for it here in Australia just yet. The song, our music pick of the week, Glass Heart itself, debuted at number 27 mm-hmm. on the UK dance charts. And that's just no specific promo. It was just downloads in its own right.
Yeah.
So I think people are already hyped for it. Mm-hmm. She has announced that the next single from the album is called Fireflies. So who knows what she's thinking? She's certainly not on our page, Jade. So I'm slightly disappointed.
You don't like it when people don't listen to you about what their choice of single should be.
I know. Like, what do I have to do? Like, you know, repeatedly tweet at her to pick this song? Or what? Like, what? Do I need to get a restraining order, you know, for harassing her about this?
Joy 94.9.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
Dave, I've been watching The New Normal, which was a show. It's a show that it's like a sitcom co-created by Ryan Murphy, who people will know probably most famous for Glee, but he's done Popular. He did like Nip Tuck. He's done a variety of shows. And it had recently started. And basically the idea of the show, Dave, is that it's a gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got like a gay couple main characters living in LA. You know, they're all super successful type thing. And then they meet a girl called Goldie, who is sort of a down on her luck type from Ohio, who's sort of moved out to Los Angeles to start a new life with her daughter, who is, I think she's like 8 or 9 or something. Anyway, and who's, her name's Shania. So she's just kind of escaping
from like, you know, from obscurity to the big LA.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she decides, she makes a decision that she wants to, you know, have a new life and she wants to go to law school. And through the duration of the first episode, she then decides to be the surrogate to Brian and David, who are the gay couple's child, because they've decided they want to have a kid.
Oh, wow.
And it's about sort of them, and then on the side of that is is Goldie's grandma, who's called Jane, who's sort of this conservative lady who follows them out to Los Angeles. So it's quite snappy and satirical.
So it's called The New Normal. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like, yeah, it is a reflection of like a new kind of family in society.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's gone are the days where, you know, the traditional nuclear family is necessarily the only way to go.
It's definitely like, you know, if we think about Modern Family and Chris, Cam and Mitchell from Modern Family, they're sort of like, you know, they're the blend in type. You know, that it's like, you know, you see that family amongst many of
whereas this one, The New Normal, sounds like it's, you know, set in LA.
It's front and center. It's very glossy. It's
very glossy, very young.
Yeah, and
young
very
couples. Yeah.
And very sort of, you know, very successful, sleek, that kind of thing. So it is different in that way. I've watched the first five episodes. It has, it started on October 14th on Channel 10 here in Australia. So it is on now if you want to check it out. If you are a fan of Ryan Murphy, you probably will like the show. I think Dave, you would like it because it's very slick and sort of snarky in a way.
Yeah. I like shows with, you know, really addictive characters, really good dialogue, very good writing, you know, stuff like Good Christian Bitches. I absolutely love that show. It's a bit camp, you know, it's a bit out there. Modern Family I also love. So do you think it's for me, The New Normal?
I think it is.
Yeah,
I think
I have to devote some time. I mean, between this and RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars, I mean...
It's doing this interesting thing at the moment too, Dave, where it's trying to do, like, so it's got, like, that sort of snarky element, but then it blends in sort of the issues-based stuff. So, you know, on one episode I watched, there was this this guy said, oh, I don't want to see, you know, someone came up to the couple who were kissing and said, oh, I don't want that in front of my daughter. Like, those kind of issues that you deal with on the street, that kind of thing. And
so there's an element of, you know... maybe a bit of activism in there as well, in getting a message across.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, look forward to checking out the show. So it's called The New Normal. It's on Channel 10.
It's on Channel 10.
The fresh sounds of Joy 94.9.
Speaking of new music, we have Melbourne indie band The Tiger and Me joining us live in the studio.
Morning. Hello.
Good morning. It is like a huge party now, Jade, because there's like four other people in the room.
Yeah, it's quite weird.
Yeah, it's like a combi van had pulled in. And the show's officially
and
begun.
People just keep coming out.
I know, I know. We were just opening acts, really. Here comes the real deal.
Not even all of us.
Not even
all of us missing.
Yeah, so actually there's six of you in a band. There's four of you here.
Yep.
So we've got Jared.
Yep.
We've got Tobias.
Yep.
We've got Aid.
Yep.
And we've got Jane.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, Jade.
Well,
did you see that?
Well,
yeah.
I didn't even make them wear name tags.
You've been practicing, you did that repeat back to them when they introduced themselves thing, which I always forget to do.
Me too, but I've been told that works.
Yeah.
That really does work,
right.
Especially if they've got like a funny name with a funny pronunciation. You want to say it back so you don't say it wrong for the rest of the time.
Like,
I heard that it worked if you like associated it with like an animal or something and made up a story.
Tobias,
I can never
you're
make up the stories in time.
Well, I've already decided.
Hey, I've got this thing in the water over there. What's the mole?
What's your animal?
What's your? I think Tobias is a possum.
Really?
I think it sounds like a possum.
I don't want to be a possum.
Possums are cute.
I had a girl told me it was an eagle once. Tobias
you an
the eagle.
Ah, like Tobias the eagle.
It's very different.
Yeah, it's quite different. You guys are on
it's
a different
on the other
page.
End of the scale from possum.
Okay, so you guys have got a new album out. It's called The Drifter's Dawn.
Yes.
Tell us about the sound here.
Okay, well, we went for a genuine sort of live sound for this one. So we recorded as much of it as possible live. And we wanted to capture a bit of the warts and all energy of a live show for this album. That's something that I don't think we'd done in our previous releases. We'd been a bit more careful to smooth out all the rough cracks. So this one we thought we'll get the producer for that and go for the big energetic live sound. So I think we've got
it. It came out well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got to the end of it and it sounds like what we're going for. So
is that something that you consciously decided to do because it was your second album and you kind of wanted to try out something new?
Yes, and also that we'd had feedback that the live show has not been captured on the recordings. And so it was a conscious decision. going in. Yeah.
And it's actually part, you released two EPs earlier on, and yeah. This is the third part of that.
Yeah.
What are the themes around how you decided to do that?
Well, the themes that the three releases sort of tackle is a descent into madness and then exploring the depths of that and then coming back out the other side, not necessarily better, but more accepting and comfortable with that.
There's a resolution of sorts.
Yeah. Mm. So parts one and two were very thematic. Part one is very sort of manic, upbeat, a little bit crazy. Part two is all quite downbeat and reflective, almost
introspective.
Yeah. Mm. And then and this album, because it's an album, we had a bit more scope to kind of explore some ups and downs, but it's definitely spelling some kind of resolution, acceptance, and moving forward.
Now, Tobias the Possum.
Yeah. The Possum Eagle.
The Possum Eagle. So listening to this album, like once it was recorded and done, you know, listening from start to finish, did you feel that there was, you know, perhaps something that you would change with it? Because I feel like sometimes with album sequences, and I know it's not so much for, you know, like a live recorded album, but like, you know, with pop albums that I listen to, sometimes I just go, oh, why do they start with that song and why is that one in, you know, towards the end? Yeah, do you feel like it tells a story?
Yeah, well, it definitely does tell a story, like quite literally. The lyrics are a through line of a story. Like we spent a lot of time messing up the order and putting this in front of that and that in front of this. But
yep.
In the end, we decided on that order because we kind of constructed a through line of how those lyrics work, and it is actually the story of...
So it's meant to be consumed as that package.
Yeah. Like it follows a general arc, like a kind of a thematic arc of what's happening within the album and what it's doing literally, I mean, lyrically. So
yeah.
It was, in the end, we couldn't move from that orientation. So we had
really,
the rare
yeah.
thing of going into the studio with a known track list, which the producer was like, great, and like no one ever knows what their listing's going to be when they come in. So it allowed us to kind of top and tail songs, to kind of run one into the next.
Oh, that's fabulous. So it flows. Yeah. I love it when albums do that, Jade.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, Jared, you're the guitarist of the group.
Yep.
Okay, so and that's like six of you. So what's the songwriting process like? That's like six heads.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's mostly Tobias, Aidan, Jane, who bring the songs in.
Mm-hmm.
I brought a song into this album. It's for the first time.
Oh, they let you in on it.
Yeah, let me in on that. I got in on that.
Was that scary?
No, not really, no. I mean, and because the way things have worked, there's six of us, and we'll always flesh out the ideas that come in together anyway. Sometimes the songs come in just completely done, and we just play them as they are. But
Just do as you're told, mate.
But we do a lot of, you know, fleshing things out, and you know we play together well. So yeah.
Let's talk about the single Pantomime, because it's quite catchy. We've had that. Jade actually brought that in as our Different Strokes Music Pick of the Week a few weeks ago.
Mm.
What's the story with that? It's got this lively kind of wistful feel to it, Jane. Mm.
The song is really a breakup song. And it's sort of
A celebration
of sorts. All of our songs tend to have this kind of weird sort of twist to them, which is offers a little bit of darkness. And the twist in this one is that it's a, you know, I'll be fine, but you probably won't be. So
oh, I like that. Oh, yes.
That's kind of
Kelly Clarkson of them, isn't it?
Oh.
That's what we were going for.
Yeah. How did you know?
Gay radio, online, all the time, joy.org.au.
We always anticipate your app review here at Different Strokes. So let's have it. This week you've got an app called Light.
Yeah, with two T's.
So it's LIGHTT.
Yeah.
Not sure how I feel about that.
Well, it's not really good from an SEO perspective, is it?
Oh, here we go, jargon.
Well, you know, search engine optimization. So it's like when you Google it, Google doesn't know what to do because it's kind of like, what?
Light is such a common word and they think it's probably a typo if you put two T's in.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is the app.
So the app is, it's really interesting, Dave, because it's basically turning this obsession with animated GIFs into a socialized experience. So what it does is it allows you to sort of take snapshots or moments and turn that in, you know, using your phone. So you open up the app, you click on, yeah, I'm going to take, you know, a little 10-second grab here. It then animates that. And then it sort of creates like a feed. And so you've got along the top, you've got all of your friends' little moments captured in a feed. Like,
so you can follow your
feed.
Friends on Light.
Yeah.
And whatever animated GIFs they've created will show up in your feed. And it plays like a needle from left to right.
Yeah,
so it's
it does.
Like a video reel.
Yeah. And so as things are, and it's kind of similar to Twitter in a way where Twitter, you know, it has like as it comes in, like that kind of feed feel.
It's so continuous.
So it's this continuous thing that's happening. The thing is at the moment, Dave, there's not a huge amount of people on there. So, you know, I joined up my Facebook and Twitters and no one else is on there. So, you know, I've got no interesting feed.
At the moment. I will join so you can see animated GIFs of myself dancing to Beyonce or something
show
up.
Yeah, we could just, you know, do one from this side of the desk, one from the other side of the desk.
Yeah, have like a Different Strokes animated GIF.
Yeah, which is something we've always wanted.
Yes, always.
Yeah.
So, yeah, more details of that. We'll post that on our Facebook, facebook.com/diffstrokes, Different Strokes Radio.
Different Strokes Radio.
Yeah.
And we're on Twitter, diffstrokes949.
Fabulous.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.